The Paunch Stevenson Show, paunchstevenson.com, episode 131, Sunday, May 10th, 2009.
This is the Paunch Stevenson Show, episode 131. I am Rob. You are Greg.
Yes, I am. So we went to see Star Trek.
That's right.
The Final Frontier.
Just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Today is what, Saturday?
Yeah.
Today's Saturday.
So we saw Star Trek. And before we get to Star Trek, I guess we'll just talk quickly about the trailers that were shown.
Oh, before Star Trek.
So one was A Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell.
It just doesn't look good.
The costumes, the sets, the CGI, it all looked pretty good.
Yeah. It looked professional.
Yeah. Except there's one problem.
Will Ferrell. Look, here's my and I'm just basing this off the trailers.
Yeah.
Here's my problem.
All he's doing is he literally, from the trailer, all the guy was doing was copying every single gag and joke he did in Old School.
Right. But here's my problem.
I have been bitten by a bug! This bug really hurts.
Right.
It hurts.
Right.
It hurts.
Yeah,
it's a bug.
His shtick is getting a little old, but my thing is, The Land of the Lost, I know it was a 1970s TV show.
And the 90s.
So it was low budget, the special effects.
It was,
They did what they could at
the
time.
It was the Puff the Magic Dragon guy.
No, Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yeah.
That's H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh.
Anyway, I think, to me, if Will Ferrell wants to do a current version of Land of the Lost as a comedy movie, I think it would be funnier and it would work better if they had the stupid, cheesy, low-budget special effects. And he's reacting very scared to this little clay dinosaur. To me, that would make it funnier because it would be so absurd.
Man, you wouldn't expect it.
But no, it's this very slick, big budget, Jurassic Park esque Hollywood movie, and it's like, and then they have all these special effects and the computer animated dinosaurs, and then you have this guy acting like a retard.
I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that they can't do a movie anymore that has, even if it has like the CGI in it and stuff like that, they can't do the movie simply where it's like tongue in cheek. They can't do tongue in cheek movies anymore like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically, you know, it's not good enough just to do a movie where, you know, everybody's, it's kind of like a gag or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, like one that comes to my mind that was actually really good was Death to Smoochie. I thought that was really clever how they did that film, though. It was kind of, you know, it was like this parody, but at the same time, it was really funny.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been other ones that they've done that, it's kind of worked out. But they can't do that anymore. Now it's just this just over-the-top nonsense. No more.
Yes. Anyway. Well, there was that trailer.
Yes.
There was a trailer for a movie. There was a trailer for a movie I'd never even heard of. It's called Year One.
Oh.
And it stars Jack Black and Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Both of whom I like. this movie just came out of nowhere. I've never seen commercials or anything.
And basically all it is apparently they are cavemen of some sort, and then they wind up in the Roman Empire.
Well, it's the Garden of Eden.
And then they wind up in the Roman Empire. It makes no sense.
It's, you know what it is? It's along the lines of the old Mel Brooks movie, History of the World.
Oh, my God. No, no. That is,
I'm just saying, it's that sort of just blending all different eras of history into one goofy comedy.
Dom DeLuise was in those movies.
Yeah.
No, to besmirch the great Mel Brooks
I'm saying
by comparing him is
I'm
not.
Saying it's, I know
it's not even close. It's.
I'm just saying it's along those lines where
I know it's.
It's obviously not historically accurate.
And again,
for the sake of comedy,
I know. And again, the problem I have with the movie is just like,
you know, School of Rock.
It's like, you know what? I be kind. Rewind. I like that movie, and the reason I like it is because I thought it was pretty funny. Jack Black. Is he's funny in the movie, but he's not playing that idiot Jack Black that he does in all the other movies,
right?
Which he does in this movie. Ben Stiller, we saw the trailer for that stupid second Night at the Museum nonsense. Once again, he's doing Ben Stiller,
right?
Yeah, he exactly. Didn't, but in Tropic Thunder, he didn't do Ben Stiller,
right?
Completely,
right. Completely. Right.
So he was still funny. And now you have this stupid Michael Cera, who is, in my opinion...
He acts like Michael Cera.
He's useless.
He plays the same.
He plays every character the same. At what point is it like, right. You know what? Situationally, you're funny. However, your stick is not funny. Your stick is not funny.
I think
Arrested Development was funny. Not because of shtick, but because of the people in it.
Right. Oh, actually, David Cross is in that movie.
Yes, David Cross is in Year One.
It was David Cross, was Cain or Abel, and the other guy was the other brother.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd. Yeah, Paul Rudd. So it's the usual guys.
But Paul Rudd is funny.
He can be.
He can be funny, but he doesn't have a stick.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of Paul Rudd, I saw Role Models on DVD. It was him, Stifler.
Oh, Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. And the woman from... she's in those Christopher Guest. She was in Best in Show. The blonde, short-haired woman. Real thin. She was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was the boss of the electronics store. She kept talking to...
I have no idea who that is. I know who you're talking about, but she's not like a well-known actress.
No, but she does those types of movies.
Whatever.
And, she was in Role Models, Paul Rudd, and it was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. There were some funny parts. It was better than I thought it was going to be. the guy from... The boy from Superbad, the nerdy boy... McLovin.
I have no idea what his real name is.
Yeah, I don't either, but he was in Role Models, too.
McLovin.
It was okay. It's worth a rental, I say.
You know, speaking of movies that we've talked about passing the show that you saw, came on cable, Forgetting Sarah Marshall lately.
I thought that was funny.
That stunk.
Come on! It was
stunk.
Funny!
Stunk.
Why?
Stunk! That guy, Jason Segel?
Yeah.
Not funny.
He's funny.
No, he's not. He's not funny. He's the watermelon guy from Can't Hardly Wait, and that's all he'll ever be.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Where were we?
So the trailers.
Trailers. All right, so there was those trailers. And then there were the two big ones of the summer.
Ugh.
That will further rape and neuter our childhood memories. Transformers 2,
no.
Revenge of the Fallen,
please,
and G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. Now, let me go to G.I. Joe first.
No.
You all right?
No.
Want a drink?
Oh.
G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra.
Oh, my God.
I had not seen the trailer yet.
I had neither.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't that good.
Well,
it was just nothing. It was like, wasn't bad, wasn't good. It just existed in this neutral zone that put me to sleep.
Yeah, I
kept waiting to see Cobra Commander. Is he even in that movie?
I think he is. He's kind of like this
Cobra.
No, he's kind of like this secret character. I think he comes out in the sequels.
Destro. Destroy G.I. Joe!
You know, it looked okay.
Look, you can't...
I didn't quite understand the necessity of having these these like exosuits.
Yeah, what was that?
Where they turn into like
the accelerator suits?
Yeah, what is this nonsense?
They're flying around with capes.
Come on. Like,
where's Duke? Where's Shipwreck?
No.
And Snake Eyes. Come on.
Snake Eyes is in it.
All right, where's...
He's about the only one
where's
that
the Indian
like the,
guy?
Storm Shadow?
Yeah.
Or Spirit.
Wasn't Spirit the dog?
No, they were both.
Oh.
No, the dog was Junkyard.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
the guy was Mutt.
Yeah, where's Mutt?
Well,
where's
not
come
in
on.
It. They're not in it. There's no Major Blood.
Who's that?
Remember he was the bad guy with the army helmet and the eye patch?
Oh, yeah.
Major Blood?
Dr. Mindbender.
Oh, God. I hope they never go there. Serpentor.
Where's,
My name is Serpentor.
Is Destro in the movie?
Yeah.
He wears the mask?
No. He was in the beginning. He was like standing up, kind of. And what is with this underwater city that they're on? What happened to Cobra Island? Underwater? It's not really an island.
I have no words.
I don't. It didn't look.
Is Duke in the movie?
Yeah.
Is that
He was the guy. Remember they showed him on a motorcycle with scars.
I told you I fell asleep.
Nah.
That the trailer instantly put me to sleep.
Well. Wasn't that bad.
As soon as I saw Jamie Foxx or Marlon Wayans.
Wayans.
Whatever that guy's name.
I don't know.
I couldn't take it seriously.
Again, I can't understand why they just can't use the same brand. Well, it's the characters, but they can't use the same brand of the original show. I don't understand that.
Because they think they could do it better.
I don't know. Well,
yeah, it's.
I'll probably go see it, you know, because
I don't care.
I was always a big G.I. Joe fan.
I'm not gonna see it.
And then there's Transformers too.
Oh man,
I don't know. Look, it seems like the only Transformer who's allowed to talk is Optimus Prime.
That's right.
Yes.
Spike, get me the glasses.
I don't know. It's just. It's more battles where you can't understand what's going on, and robots that you can't understand which robot is which, and Megatron could do is growl.
We talked about this when we reviewed the Transformers movie last. Two summers.
And what
ago.
Is this nonsense that Spike all of a sudden ripped off the whole concept of TV show Chuck? What is this? He looks at something and now all of a sudden he's got all this information in his head.
He has a flash.
Yeah, what is this?
I don't know.
Casey, gonna come save me. Who?
I just flashed.
Morgan. Oh, Morgan.
Anyway, again, we talked about this when we reviewed the first Transformers movie two summers ago.
Yeah.
And the same thing applies. The old Transformers cartoon show, the robots had a lot of personality.
Yeah.
Visually.
Well, they were the show.
Right. But
it was a show about robots.
I know, but they were designed
robots.
To be very easily recognizable.
Yeah.
They had a lot of personality.
Yeah.
They were very well designed.
Yes.
These robots, I swear, it looks like somebody took a big bag of nuts and bolts, dumped them onto a pile on the floor, and I'm supposed to recognize that as a robot.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's like you have this pile of nuts and bolts over here. Over there, you have another pile of nuts and bolts. They're both silver, and they're both supposed to be two different robots with two different personalities. I can't tell any of the robots apart, and I'm a Transformers fan.
Yeah. And this is only from one trailer.
I can't imagine someone just... coming in off the street who knows nothing about the Transformers being able to follow this thing. The robot designs are horrible.
Well, it's not
they
made,
have no personality.
It's not made for people who know what Transformers are.
I know, but the robot designs have no personality.
I know.
At all. Even Optimus Prime.
Well, how can they have a personality? They're not allowed to talk.
No.
You know?
Then there was, it showed one of the robots was like a vacuum cleaner or something like, sucking up sand.
I don't know.
What is this? Who is this supposed to be?
And then there's like, oh, there's all these hidden symbols in the pyramids. Is this Fifth Element? Where's Bruce Willis? Is Bruce Willis in this movie?
I don't know what the...
Corbin Dallas?
It just gets me so angry.
Oh, man. I think we'll have to go see this in the theater just to have a material for like 5 shows. We'll be talking about it for like 10 hours.
I think Esteban should have waited to quit his blog.
Oh, he could start it up again.
Until he's, you know, until Transformers 2 came out and then like just go out with a bang.
He may not be able to take it.
That's true.
He may just go on overload and just...
explode.
Yeah, just explode. Oh, man.
Have a heart attack in the middle of the theater. Sitting in the chair. That's anyway. Probably what's going to happen to me.
Mm. Oh, I'll just laugh at it.
If the two of us go to the theater together,
yeah,
it's going to have to be at 1 in the afternoon when no one is there. Because we're going to ruin it for everyone. We're going to be sitting there screaming, throwing things, and just punching people.
Yeah.
If we're surrounded by people.
Yep.
All right. So for the safety of others, we will have to go when no one else is in the theater.
Yep. Private screening. That way we can take a dump right on the screen.
Wait. And then it shows... Remember how one of the other things we complained about with the first movie was that the Transformers were meteorites and they crashed... It shows again, more meteorites!
More of them.
What is going on with this movie?
Oh... Can they not have a spaceship?
And then, yeah, I know. And then Bumblebee is in college or something. And what is going on? This should be GoBots, the movie. This does not deserve to be Transformers.
Not even that bad.
GoBots.
So that was the previews, and then came the feature. What the heck?
All right, well, you got to roll up these windows.
Like a tornado here.
I don't want this thing to get on.
Where's my keys?
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the movie yet, and we're already ready to strangle people.
We saw Star Trek.
Let me start off by saying I don't really know too much about Star Trek. I never really watched the original show. I know the actors. I know some things that happened, but...
I don't know any science fiction.
I've never really watched Star Trek or The Next Generation, so I'm going into this movie with a very little bit of background, a very little bit of familiarity.
Now, have you seen any of the movies?
I think part 4 with
That's
the
it?
Whales. What was that called?
That was The Voyage Home.
Yeah, The Voyage Home. It was good. It was okay. It was enjoyable. And I've seen episodes of The Next Generation here and there, so... Like I said, I'm going into the movie with a little bit of familiarity.
Yeah.
You're going into the movie as a big fan.
Yeah.
With a history of the show.
Yes.
So we're going to have two different perspectives.
Yes. Well, and the other thing I would say is Frank from the Overnightscape, I read his, he blogged something about it, that he had seen it, and he did not like it. He actually said it was a worse prequel than The Phantom Menace. Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
It was decent. It was good.
I don't think it was... Well, first of all, it wasn't that bad. The Phantom Menace. I mean, you didn't have Jar Jar Binks. You had this creature that was approaching Jar Jar Binks, but luckily it wasn't allowed to talk.
Yeah. Well, he's only in a few scenes.
Yeah, so...
In Star Trek.
Yes. So, Star Trek, they recasted everybody... And the big swerve is that basically one of the big, you know, parts about Star Trek is this canon. It's this continuity. It's the fact that...
The backstory.
Yeah. But it's the fact that you started off with the original series. That went to... There was an animated series, which is kind of not...
Filmation.
Yeah, they don't really consider that as much because it didn't stick to the history all the time. And then you had the...
So the animated series is not really part of the canon.
Not completely. Okay. Some of it people consider, but not all of it. All
right.
Then you had all these feature films. Right. And then you had The Next Generation, you had Deep Space Nine show, you had Voyager, you had this Enterprise show.
Right.
And then that was the end of it all. So you had 40-plus years of continuity from these hours and hours of television and movies and everything. Nothing, no other franchise comes close. No other franchise ever, like, sticks to continuity. It's always a mess.
Yeah. Are there Star Trek novels?
Well, yeah, but they don't really count. Okay. They're all over the place. So you have that. And so, basically, what they wound up in a nutshell, what they wound up doing was taking that, rather than continuing that continuity or having to, you know, anything to do with it, they basically said, okay, we're starting with the continuity that you've known for 40 years, and you know what? It's now out the window. We've taken it. Your Star Trek, the Star Trek that you've had for 40 years, doesn't count anymore.
So it's a reboot.
It is a complete reboot.
They call it.
J.J. Abrams, he kept insisting, no, it's not a reboot, it's not... J.J., it's a reboot. It is a reboot. When you take all of the previous history and say that doesn't happen anymore and we're doing it over, that is what's called a reboot, son.
Right. But you're a longtime Star Trek fan.
Yes.
Is it okay to do a reboot? Is it a bad thing to do a reboot?
Honestly,
was it necessary to pull something like this off?
Here's the thing you gotta remember.
Or could they have worked with the existing backstory?
They could have easily worked the existing backstory without a problem.
Okay. So why didn't they?
The reason was that they didn't want to have... And in other words, the way that these characters eventually showed up on the original series, on the Enterprise, they came from different places, let's say.
On the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
Not the show Enterprise.
But on the original series. They came from different places and, you know, essentially wound up on the Enterprise. They had career before. Like, Kirk, for example, had, after he graduated from the Academy, he had been on several other ships. These were all important pieces in the William Shatner Kirk original series backstory. There was, like, great episodes, you know, landmark episodes of Star Trek, which dealt with the backstory of some of these characters, like Spock and Dr. McCoy. They were very important pieces of the mythos. And I guess they didn't want to have to go through that, and they wanted to have it as a younger cast, so they figured, well, we'll just start at them, you know, as young guy people and all this and that, so...
Yeah, but wait a minute. I assume for a Star Trek movie, they would get a writer or writers who are fans of the franchise.
Yes, and the guys who wrote it, who also wrote Transformers, the guys who wrote it were fans.
So wouldn't they already know this backstory?
Yes, that's not the issue.
So why didn't they write it like that?
I guess they didn't want to. They wanted to start with a fresh slate.
They think they could do better?
Apparently, yes. Apparently, you know this guy Gene Roddenberry. Remember this guy Gene Roddenberry?
He's dead.
Well, I know he's dead.
His wife.
Yes,
they're both.
Major Barrett just died. And you know they were talking about Major Barrett did the computer voice. I don't remember hearing her. What the hell did they do? Cut her out. So I come in. Here's the other thing you gotta remember. I come in as a longtime Star Trek fan of well over 20 years. However, I have not been a diehard fan in a while. It's been a while. Next Generation movie, Nemesis, was horrible. It really annoyed me. The Enterprise show was not very good. And I wouldn't say I grew out of it, but I've really been...
Well, you didn't grow out of it. It's just the recent material hasn't been good.
There's been a lot of apathy.
Out of the old material.
No. But I've had a lot, like, I was a huge fan of the original series and the movies, huge fan of Next Generation, huge fan of Deep Space Nine, and I've been less and less a fan of what they've done in the last, you know, 10 years, let's say.
Right.
So, little by little, I was becoming less and less interested. So, for me...
But in the new stuff.
Yeah, but in any case, but for me, what they did in this movie, whatever direction they wanted to go, in reality, I really wasn't gonna care. It was kind of like with the Star Wars prequels. I really don't care what he did. I'm annoyed that he screwed around with the originals on the DVD releases.
Right.
But I really don't care. You know what? I'm kind of like, you know what? Eh. I don't care. But, so in that sense, like, after the movie was over, you said, do you like it? Am I boiling?
I wasn't. Are you steaming?
No, I'm not steaming.
All right.
The reason is apathy.
Well, you're not the kind of fan who it's like, oh my God, they didn't stick to this, they didn't stick to that.
Oh, yes, I am, and I was. And if this movie were made 10 years ago, I would have been uncontrollable in the theater. I would have walked out.
Wow.
I would have walked out.
Anyway.
And I never walk out of movies.
Yeah, I don't either. I didn't even walk out of Knock Off.
That was a good movie.
It was horrible.
It was a good movie.
With the exploding pants.
Come on. Anyway.
The Russians are going to take over America with exploding pants.
That was Knockoff?
Yes.
No.
The Knockoff pants.
All right. So, I went in with a lot of ambivalence. In a sense that I really didn't care either way. Now, again, you got to remember something. When they first started talking about making this film and J.J. Abrams, I was very leery of recasting the characters. I'm always leery of that.
All right.
Anyway. So, God, this wind again. What is going on?
Boom, the wind. I don't know what's going on. The boom, Tom Hopkins is acting. He puts on his glasses, he sees better.
Oh, come on. Now you're just ripping off Frank Kelly. So, I go in with some ambivalence, and when they first started talking about making the movie, I was somewhat, I was kind of like, I don't know, these guys wrote Transformers, and then I saw who they cast as...
They should have been beheaded for that.
Well, I think it was more Michael Bay's fault. So, I saw who they cast for the Star Trek. I said, you know what? I like all these actors. A lot of them. He's a pretty... Simon Pegg is Scotty. He's funny.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in this movie.
Yeah.
He was good.
I think he was... I don't know if he was a good choice for Scotty, because, again, Scotty is not like this practical Joker guy, but...
No, but he's whatever. He's a lighthearted, character.
The guy Quinto was very good. Pretty good as Spock.
Yeah, he was good.
The guy that was Kirk, Chris Pine...
There were a couple of shots where the camera was at a certain angle where Zachary Quinto actually looked like Leonard Nimoy
did
in the old show.
They don't have the same nose. The nose is a bit bigger, but...
I know, but at certain angles, I had to do a double take.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
Yeah, he was good.
And even, Chris Pine, there was a lot... You know, I remember him reading, some of what he was saying, and he's like... I'm not going into this. I think he had gone and rewatched a lot of stuff, and he's like, I didn't really want to rewatch anything because I'm not going to do the Shatnerism. But you know what?
Yes, that's right.
He did the Shatnerisms on a lot of it. A lot of it where he just,
he wasn't as exaggerated, though.
Yeah, but you're talking.
He wasn't as hammy.
Yeah, but Shatner wasn't that bad in the show.
But, Spock! Warp speed ahead!
Yes. No.
He didn't do that.
No. But he was very, like Kirk. And even the guy, eventually, the guy that played McCoy, by the end of the movie, he was starting to act a little bit more like DeForest Kelly did.
The Czech guy.
No.
The
doctor. No, he was terrible.
Oh, really?
The Russian Chekhov?
Chekhov, yeah. That's who I was thinking. Chekhov.
He stunk.
Bones? Is that the doctor?
Bones!
Yeah. He was good.
I'm a joke.
He kind of looked like the old actor, too, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was weird.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Zoe Saldana, she's the one that they got to play Uhura.
What is she from?
She had a bunch of movies. She was in... Because
I didn't recognize half of those people.
Yeah, I've seen them in some stuff.
I recognized the guy that played Chekhov, but I can't think of from what.
He was in that really bad movie with Justin Timberlake.
The kidnapping.
Yeah. You know,
and Simon Pegg and
yeah,
Zachary
and I like,
Quinto, Siler.
And, like, and the guy that they got to play Pike, Bruce Greenwood, I like him.
Oh, yeah, he looked familiar.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he was good.
What movie was he in? I forget which one it was. Well, he was in, oh, God. That horrible The Core with Hilary Swank when they're drilling into the earth. Terrible movie.
I don't even think I've heard of that.
Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, those guys were pretty good. And
which movie was better? This Star Trek remake or the Lost in Space remake with Matt LeBlanc?
Come on. Putrid. William Hurt.
Danger, Will Robinson.
So, again, in terms of continuity, they kind of just threw it out the window.
Right. Just like Transformers.
Yeah, but that's different.
No, I know.
But Transformers was a reboot, which I didn't have a problem with, except that it just turned out bad. My opinion was, and I said this a lot on some of the message boards and all, I said, I knew it was a reboot, and I said, they could have done it sticking to the continuity.
Right.
I felt like they could have done it, but they didn't have to have every single original series character. They could have new characters. I don't know. I think they still could have done it.
Yeah, but wait a minute, though. If they, from a marketing standpoint, if they had Kirk and Spock, and then instead of Chekhov and Bones...
Nobody cares about Chekhov and Sulu!
I'm just saying, and Sulu and Uhura. Instead of them, they had Jones and Redface. And
Redface.
I'm like, people wouldn't have... It's all about the nostalgia.
Yeah.
From a marketing standpoint.
Right. I understand that. Now, one of the issues I had, there's a couple of things. And actually, there was, I don't know who it was. Somebody posted on the DigiPress forum. I read some of the reviews there. And there was one person, I forget who it was, who made a bunch of observations and that were kind of critique, they were kind of negative on the film. And as the film went on, I was like, you know what? I agree with a lot of these, these things make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And one of them was the humor. Like a lot of people in theater, some of the people in theater were laughing. Did you notice I was not laughing?
I wasn't laughing.
No, you laughed.
I did laugh a couple times. Yeah.
Because you had no idea about Star Trek. Now, here I am. I know Star Trek.
There were a couple of funny things.
And a lot of the jokes and in-jokes were kind of Star Trek jokes. And for somebody who's seen Star Trek all these years, they weren't funny anymore.
All right.
They were cheap. And I like the thing with Chekhov, because he can't say what vessel. He just, oh, it's vessel. Wessel.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I don't know. That's just stupid. You know, and then, of course, the guy that crashes headfirst into that drill in the skydiving, like an idiot, and he dies. Well, guess what color his uniform was? It was red. And that's the in-joke of the original series, was anybody who wore a red shirt got killed on the planet.
Ah.
So,
Who doesn't have a last name is killed.
Yeah. So,
any character.
That was kind of...
I'm not important enough to have a last name?
Well, actually, Star
Trek...
That
means I'm gonna die!
No, in Star Trek, it's the other way around. If you don't have a first name, you're dead.
Oh, right. But that was from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest.
But you don't understand. I don't have a last name. I can't go out on the planet. I don't have a last name.
So I thought that was kind of stupid and whatever.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, there was that. And the other thing with the guy, the observation this poster had made was he didn't like the camera and the close-ups. And I agree 100%. This is the same thing that they've done in Transformers. And this is a big thing, I guess, with J.J. Abrams. But it's this... First, the one thing is this handheld camera nonsense. No.
The shaky cam.
Yeah, it's this shaky cam, this handheld
camera. It's supposed to be
more
action. I feel like I'm shaking the camera. That means action is taking place.
Well, I can't tell what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
That plus everything's a close-up.
Exactly. Why is everything a close-up? Because if you make everything a close-up and you're shaking the camera, that means you could get away with a lot more than if you had a very still camera. Everything has to be very detailed. Special effects have to be very detailed. It's easier. It's a cop-out. It's a directing cop-out.
No, because the special effects were pretty good.
How could you tell?
Oh, I meant on the shots that weren't all shaky.
I know, on the still shots. As bad as the shaky cam was in this Star Trek movie, and as even worse as it was in the Transformers movie from two summers ago, the worst shaky cam movie I've seen was 28 Days Later. Another 28
days.
Yeah,
that's the one. It was 28 weeks later.
28 weeks later.
I don't remember a lot of shaky cam in that.
Well, I saw it in the theater. And the entire movie... it was like the cameraman had Parkinson's disease. I'm not making fun, but it was like...
Michael J. Fox.
I couldn't watch it.
Michael J. Fox was the cameraman?
I like Michael J. Fox. But
anyway.
Halfway through the movie, I had to just look down because I couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was absurd.
So, you know,
Dear directors out in Hollywood, if you're listening to the Paunch Stevenson Show, the shaky camera doesn't make me feel like, wow, I'm involved in the action. Yeah. I'm involved. Look at this. I'm all caught up in the action. No, it makes me feel like I really can't wait till the shaky cam part is over because this stinks.
Yeah.
Please, stop it.
I don't know if you know, in my opinion, the space battles, I don't know what they were doing with it. Honestly, the lousy special effects in the old Star Trek movies were better space battles than this.
Yeah, the space battles were...
Again,
it was basically just... the gigantic enemy spaceship shooting heat-seeking missiles at the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Like 100 different times. They couldn't think of anything else?
No. And so anyway, there was that.
You know who they should have got? What was the doctor?
McCoy.
Yeah, Dr. McCoy. You know who they should have got to play him? Dr. Phil.
No. Dr. Phil. They should get Dr. Phil to play Picard. He's both bald.
Could you imagine... Make it so.
Make it so, number one.
Data, you do not come in late with a hangover.
Anyway.
Warp speed.
All right, so there was that. So as a person who's, you know, a longtime Star Trek fan, there was a lot of things that I was kind of like sitting there and I'm like, no, you know, this doesn't make sense and this is not... continuity, even though they've changed the continuity, it still doesn't make any sense. So, from that sense, I guess the way I look at it is this. I think you can look at it and say, you know what? If you weren't really all that excited about, you know, this movie, and you're a big Star Trek fan, the continuity, blah, 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 I guess you could say, you know what? This movie doesn't count in the other continuity anymore. It doesn't. Because it's an alternate timeline.
Well, right. It's a reboot.
Yeah. So
why would it count in the existing
continuity? Because they'll say, this counts. But, so basically...
It can't count.
I guess it can. So, all right, so there's that. Now, let's, I guess, look at the movie. The backstory for Kirk and young Spock, I thought that was well done when they did the stuff when they were kids.
Yeah,
I thought that was well done.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You know, I thought that the Kirk and Spock characters, they did them very well, you know, in the sense that they had the characters right, kind of the things that they say, how they act,
Right.
Their mannerisms, you know, things that they would probably do, all that. You know, I thought that was done well. And then there's the, then there's some things that I don't like. The destruction of planet Vulcan.
That's right.
What are you doing? No, you don't blow up Vulcan.
Now, in the original TV show...
Yes.
Spock was on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did Vulcan still exist?
Yes.
Or, oh. I guess they felt like it needed to be blown up this time.
And, you know, the plot was absurd. This stuff about the future that there's a supernova and all of a sudden out of nowhere there's a supernova and it's destroying the planet Romulus and Spock's the only one who can save it and he runs out of time? What? What is this? Are you telling me, but wait a minute. In the 24th or maybe by that time it was the 25th century that they can't predict when a supernova is going to happen? Hello?
Maybe not.
Yeah, all right.
But if the supernova destroyed the planet Romulan...
Romulus,
whatever. Omicron. then how did Nero survive?
He wasn't on the planet.
Where was he?
He was off in some other
planet. Oh, yeah, he was on the... Right.
They had an empire.
He was mining.
He had an empire.
That's right. He was a miner.
Yeah.
M-I-N-E-R.
And the other thing I thought was kind of stupid was the last movie, Nemesis, had this crazy Romulan as the... Basically as the bad guys. But anyway.
Wait, so Nero was a miner, yes. 2549er.
Yes. Leonard Nimoy, talking about Leonard Nimoy. I thought, you know, he was okay. He wasn't in the movie a lot. And,
He was in it more than I thought he would be.
Yeah. But, and again, you know, I say this to just J.J. Abrams because, he can't use Shatner because he died. But you didn't follow continuity.
Yeah, it's a reboot
Come on. You could have used Shatner. Come on.
I know. The whole thing with that, from what you told me, is, well, we can't have William Shatner in the... In the show or the movie, whatever, yeah. One of the old movies, James Kirk dies.
Yes.
Captain Kirk dies.
He's dead.
So we have to follow the canon, this and that. Well, guess what? They didn't follow the canon. So they could have had William Shatner,
I don't know.
Right?
They could have found
Duh.
A way. Yeah, they could have found a way to write him in.
You're already not following the original backstory anyway, so why not change one other thing?
But honestly, again, in retrospect, do I really care? You know, and I probably don't. Man. And I don't think he does either. But
here's my thing, right? Again, I'm a little familiar with the Star Trek universe, but for the most part, I'm going into this movie fresh.
Yeah.
Ignorant. So, I thought it was a very good action movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very good science fiction movie. I thought it was good.
I don't know how much science fiction. Yeah, okay.
The story, well, it's science fiction.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And I thought, again, I thought Kirk and Spock's backstory was good.
Yeah.
The way that the two adult actors interacted with each other. And
yeah.
I just thought it was very well done.
Yes.
So that, and yeah, the space battles were a little...
And then Captain Pike wound up in a wheelchair.
Well, that was also breaking the canon.
Yes, because?
Because in the original, Captain Pike ended up being injured, and he had to ride around in that machine, and he couldn't talk.
No.
So he rode around in this little scooter-ish machine.
Yes.
And instead of talking, he could only flash a light.
Yes, just flash the light.
And then in this movie, he's after he was tortured, he could still talk, he could still move, he could still ride around in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, you know, which is fine, but again, they broke the canon. Could have had William Shatner. Anyway,
yeah.
I thought that, again, going back to what Frank was twittering and posting.
He did not like the script.
Well, he didn't like the script, but he also posted that Leonard Nimoy's acting was very bad. I thought Leonard Nimoy's acting was fine.
He was okay.
I thought he was fine.
He was okay.
He was fine.
again,
how could he have been any better? Well, he only had a small part.
Yeah, I know. Honestly,
it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I were them, I wouldn't have even had him in there because I just felt like it was a throwaway role.
Well, it was fan service.
Yeah, where's Shatner?
Right.
Where is Shatner? Anyway.
Yeah, Zachary Quinto was very good. Chris Pine was very good.
And then this other thing, this Uhura and Spock relationship. What is this nonsense? Spock kissing? Spock does not kiss?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. So overall,
yeah.
I would say maybe if you're not a real diehard huge Star Trek fan, if you're just an action fan, a sci-fi fan, I recommend this movie. I had a good time. I enjoyed it.
It was a little bit long.
I felt like it was the perfect length.
Really?
I felt like it was... I wasn't getting bored. I wasn't getting tired.
I was getting
bored. It didn't drag.
I was getting bored.
But, if I'm going to nitpick...
Then again, I was bored with episode 3 of Star Wars, and people still rave about it as the best prequel.
Episode 3?
Yes.
It was horrible.
Well, I know.
All right, anyway, but if I'm going to nitpick, again, I thought Leonard Nimoy, the whole way that they worked him into the movie made no sense.
I know.
Whatsoever.
It was pretty bad.
he was the future... Well, spoiler alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. So, spoiler. He's the future version of Spock that somehow got sucked into a black hole... And then now he ended up on this ice planet. I don't even know how to explain it because it doesn't make sense. That little piece of the storyline, that little piece of the plot, no sense.
Well, that's...
No sense.
That's the only plot there was. There was no plot in the rest of the movie. It was just...
But it was a story. It was a story of how they all came together, how James Kirk became the captain... Yeah. But the whole, I'm from the future and I got sucked into your timeline, even though I'm from a different timeline where your father didn't die. You grew up and he watched you become.
What's so hard to believe about that?
It's stupid.
Well, I guess that's the only way they could do it.
He got sucked into their timeline. That's so stupid.
I have been and always shall be your friend.
Overall, I say... Check it out. I approve.
Yeah. I think a lot of people approve. You know, a lot of people liked it. My feeling on it was that this is not Star Trek in the sense of what we've seen before. Right. I know that it's a bigger movie. They wanted to make it bigger. And it was just, the budget was insane. It's like $170 million. That was more than all the previous films combined, I think. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, the movies these days are Transformers, Batman, Dark Knight, Batman Begins, Spider-Man 3.
Anyway.
That's what action movies cost these days. I don't agree with it, but...
But, all right. And in the in the same token, for me...
Lord of the Rings.
The smaller, lower budget... In my opinion, is Star Trek to me. Right. That's what Star Trek's always been.
Right.
That's what it is to me.
Right. Well, it's not about all the flashiness.
No. And the other thing I didn't like was, why did the engineering section look like some, 20th century...
Sewer?
Sewage treatment plant.
I don't know.
No, they had what is this? What happened to the future?
I saw the documentary Trekkies.
Yeah.
And what I got from that is that the big Star Trek fans, they like the series or the Star Trek universe because it teaches acceptance and kindness and peace.
Yeah, it's a positive vision of the future.
Right. So, we've met these foreign... creatures. Let's try to make peace with them.
Yes. And
so at the end of this movie, Captain Kirk offers to save the Romulans. Romulans, right?
Yeah, that was a really dumb.
So they're killing angle. The Romulans.
Who were obviously going to die anyway. They're getting sucked into a black hole.
I know, but he offers them one last chance.
Yeah.
He said, look, surrender, this and that. We will save you. And the Romulan Nero, I would rather die 1,000 deaths than be saved by...
What I honestly, Eric Bana is...
Terrible?
No, actually, in Munich, in the movie Munich, he was actually pretty good. When he does these sci-fi movies, he's terrible.
Yeah.
He in that Troy or whatever that stupid movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Terrible.
Hulk.
They should have had him as the Incredible Hulk in the movie. It would have been more believable than as this Romulan.
But so at the end, Kirk offers to save them, to rescue them.
Yeah.
Even though they've done all these horrible things. They destroyed Vulcan.
Yes.
He says, no, I'd rather die 1,000 deaths.
Yeah. After Spock is like, well, this time I actually wouldn't. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What is this? A joke, Sark? No, you don't do this. No.
No, no, no. He was being serious.
No,
he really wanted to see them die. Destroying his planet and killing his mother.
Nah, but the way he said it was like kidding, and that's not Spock.
I don't think so.
No, man.
I think he was being serious.
No.
But anyway, my point is, so they say, no, we don't want you to save us.
Yeah.
So Captain Kirk says, okay, boys, give them everything you got. Blow them up. Would that have happened on the old show?
No.
Or would they have just flown away and let them die?
No, they would have done so. You got to remember, the original show, you didn't have bad guys. There was no real bad guys. Like villains. Like there was always like it was kind of like a moral to the story. You know, where
right.
at the end,
right.
Kirk would always turn the bad guys over to his side.
Which is what I felt like... almost happened. I was like, oh, look at that. They worked in the whole peace angle. They're offering to save them.
I know.
The enemy says no, and then he's like, all right, well, okay, we're going to blow you up now. Wait a minute, what? We're going to blow you up now?
That's just for these idiot fans who are just bloodthirsty, and they just don't, it's just like, stop already. But yeah, that's not something they would have done. But again, you have Star Trek fans who I cannot understand these people. They hate William Shatner. Some of them hate the original series, or they hate one of the later series. I'm like, why do you people hate things about Star Trek? That's not what Star Trek's supposed to be about.
Right.
Okay, you don't like it.
It's supposed to be about not hating.
You don't have to badmouth everything. You don't want everything to be killed.
Right.
Come on. Just get over it.
Yeah. So do you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't know.
Thumbs in the middle. I say thumbs up.
Well, it's always hard for me to grade a movie like that in a theater. I have to see a movie. It's hard for me to grade any movie. I have to see it a few times. Very rarely do I see a movie and say, this is incredible. You know, like Jurassic Park, Apollo 13, stuff like that.
Apollo 13?
That was a good movie. You know, stuff like
that.
If you're
suffering from insomnia and need a cure.
Oh, come on. We saw it twice. It was good.
In the theater?
Yeah. I saw it twice.
I saw it once in the theater.
I thought it was good.
I'd never watched it again.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, I knew immediately it was good.
I saw that.
I mean, the part where the guy's getting run over by the train, and it wasn't even a dummy. It was like a bunch of pillows they tied together.
Like garbage
bags. Feathers flying.
Stuffed with hay.
Yeah. Again,
I thought it was good.
Again,
I thought it was fun, and I enjoyed it. And
it was
okay. The whole thing with Spock struggling with his emotions. And
well, that's the whole
point. Does he show the emotions? Does he not show the emotions? And then at the end, his father ends up saying, yeah, you know what? We have emotions. It's okay.
Which is not something that the Sarek said his father would say in the original series.
I know, but I thought that was a good twist or a good reinventing. I thought.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, here's how I look at it: the Star Trek that had appeared for the last 40 years. It was clear that it was about dead, and they probably weren't going to do anything again with it. So, you know, what are you going to do? They had to redo it. this isn't the worst they could have done. No. I liked, you know, I liked how they did the characters. I really don't have a problem that it's a reboot. I don't care. Right. I didn't like some of the things they did, and it was kind of stupid, but I didn't care that it was, that, you know, that it was a reboot. I just felt like it should have had Shatner in it, but now, you know, but now when I think about it, here's the thing with me. If it were up to me, I would rather see a movie with Nimoy and Shatner starring in it and have it be about them.
As Kirk and Spock?
Yes. Even though they're 90 million years old, I would still have loved the movie like that because I'm a fan of them.
Right.
I am a fan.
Right.
You know, some other people are like, oh, Shatner's this old fat guy. Nimoy stinks. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, cut these guys some slack. They're like 78.
Yeah, I know.
Here's my end result. It's not going to go in the DVD collection with the other movies. So now I can go out and buy the 10-movie motion picture set.
But wait a minute, though. Is this a movie that you would ever feel like watching again?
I probably watched again. It's something different. It's not the Star Trek that I am used to in that sense. There wasn't a lot of continuity even within itself. You know, there wasn't a lot of continuity. We don't have good continuity.
Was Spock ever the captain in the old...
No.
Okay.
No, Spock was, out of the Academy, he was the first officer to Captain Pike for like 10 years.
Right.
And then at some point, Pike became an admiral and the captaincy went to Kirk. And Spock was still the first officer.
Right.
You know, one of the reasons he wasn't the captain is because he was Vulcan. He was half Vulcan and, you know, the humans weren't really completely enamored with them. So Kirk was the captain, Shatner.
They did manage to work in each character's catchphrase.
Yeah, or, I know.
Like, well, Spock, it wasn't a catchphrase, but he did the Vulcan pinch.
Yes.
Bones did, damn it, I'm a doctor, not a physicist.
Yeah. I'm giving a little shit.
Yeah.
Go, Captain.
Yeah.
That guy could have done a better Scotty accent. That was not a very good Scotty accent.
Now that I've seen the Star Wars prequels, and now that I've seen the Star Trek prequel, by 50 million parsecs, the Star Trek prequel is 50 million parsecs ahead of the Star Wars prequel.
Yeah.
And I liked The Phantom Menace. I thought it was pretty good.
It's okay.
But this Star Trek movie... Again, I know Frank didn't like it. I think Dennis liked it. I think...
No, he didn't see it.
No, I thought he posted...
asked me whether he would like it. But I told him, I said it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Put it back. But...
Okay, so Dennis, one of our regular listeners in California, if you've seen the movie, or if you haven't, when you do see it, let us know what you think about it.
What is he, Ebert?
Yeah, well, he's part of the pop culture sphere.
But again, you know, here's the one thing I would say. I would say about the movie, a lot of people on the main movie site has been the trekmovie.com, and a lot of people on there have given it like 10 out of 10.
It's not perfect.
But... The way I... Honestly, if I had to grade it, I don't know if I could go higher than a 7.
7's above average.
Out of 10. Yeah. In terms of reboots and that stuff like that, I would give it an A and if you were just going to look at reboots.
Right.
Because reboots usually come out like utter just disasters.
Right.
And so it wasn't that bad, but I guess they should feel confident that I haven't bashed it.
Yeah.
Because that's rare. I don't know the last time I saw a film in the theater that I left the theater and say, you know what? I really enjoyed this. I don't know about you, but it's...
Well, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah,
again,
I
went into that not being familiar with the old Indiana Jones movies.
Now, a lot of people hated that movie.
I went in fresh. Now that I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom, it's like, yeah, okay, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was a little weak compared to those movies.
Yeah, but
on
its
own, as a standalone action-adventure movie, it was pretty good.
But let's say it's on HBO. Right. Would you stop and watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
All right, well, yeah, well, there you go.
So, same thing with Star Trek. As someone like me, who doesn't know too much about the previous movies or the previous shows, as a standalone action sci-fi movie, yeah, it's good.
Well, and I think that was their aim, was to have this new audience, get it to more people. Because in reality, the Star Trek movies, nobody ever watched them but Star Trek fans.
Right. Exactly.
Which was the problem, you know. Star Wars, everybody watched Star Wars, nobody wants Star Trek. Star Trek is science fiction. Star Wars is not science fiction. It's fantasy. It is not science fiction.
It's...
No.
It's a mixture.
No.
Technically, it's a mixture.
Science fiction. It's not science fiction.
It is.
It is fairy tale. It is fantasy. That's not... There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
But it's not science fiction.
But as a standalone action sci-fi movie, good. Unlike the Star Wars... Attack of the Killer Clones and the Revenge of the Sith, which put me to sleep.
Yes.
Literally. They actually both put me to sleep.
I was falling asleep in Revenge of the Sith a couple of times.
They were horrible.
Attack of the Clones, I was asleep in.
Yeah.
My friend Paul was with me, and he's like, do you know you fell asleep? Like, did I miss anything? No.
Exactly.
More boredom.
Exactly. So this is how you do a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yes.
The other thing that you that you wanted to mention, Nicolas Cage. The Curse of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. They were filming a Nicolas Cage movie in Times Square, and whoever the stunt driver was lost the brakes or something. And crashed into, like, a store. I'll be crashing at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks.
Hey, man. Actually, the other thing that I had mentioned was that at the end, Leonard Nimoy did a little bit of narration.
Yeah, he did the...
Off-screen.
Voyages of the Starship Enterprise and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, space. The final frontier.
Where no one
has gone before.
Yes.
So it was just his voice.
Yeah.
They could have gotten William Shatner to read that.
I know.
And appease all of the fans.
It should have been Shatner.
You know? Why not, right? Just have him read something and then you just...
I don't know if he would have agreed to that. But it should have been. They should have had him do that. I don't know. That's...
So that and the other thing I wanted to mention about Frank was what one of the messages or two of the messages that he posted on Twitter...
Yeah.
Were that he couldn't believe all of the Star Wars references.
I think he was joking.
I don't know, because he's like, they're referencing the Death Star and this and that, and I don't think they referenced any Star Wars.
I think he was joking.
All right. Frank, were you joking?
Joking.
J.J. Abrams. What was that movie? I'm drawing a blank. The stupid name... It was that stupid monster movie from... What was that called? Why am I drawing a blank?
I can't remember it either. Not The Happening.
No. What the heck was that called?
And that was also with the shaky handheld cam.
Yeah.
And you said it was unwatchable. You were going to, like, throw up at the end of it.
I didn't watch it. I only saw the trailer.
Oh.
And I couldn't... The trailer was unwatchable.
But he didn't direct that. He just produced it.
Well, still. He probably told him, you got to shake the camera more.
Nah.
Not enough shaking. So I just looked up the name.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's the name of it, Stupid?
It should have been. Mm. Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. I told you.
Kind of stupid, retarded name.
It has nothing to do with anything else.
Cloverfield.
Does
anybody even remember that movie anymore?
I don't think so.
A waste. but Star Trek was good.
If this movie were made 10 years ago, I would have been uncontrollable in the theater.